Hi, everyone.
I'm so tired. Like, not tired in the way that it's like I want to go to sleep. I'm just like dead. I have one more thing to do, and it's my accounting final exam, and it's tomorrow. And it's just the fact that I can't do it yet because it's not open is stressing me out. And like, I want to get it over with because then I'm done. Also, don't look at this hair right here because it's not going back. And if I look bald, I'm sorry. There's a bun right there, I swear. What else? I bit my lip, like right here. Probably not corny, you can't like really see it, but it feels like there's like a blister there and it's really killing me. Right now I'm recovering with an island green from Tropical. So, I do suggest, I'm sorry for this episode coming out late. I've just been, like, kind of overwhelmed with everything. But I hope you guys are doing good. I really do. We're coming to, like, the end of the semester. And I hope you finished off great. I hope everything goes well with all finals and everything. Let's get into today's topic. If you're following my Instagram, which is at Sophiology Pod, right? I asked you guys on my story, is honesty mean? Or, let's see. I posted on my story, is the phrase, I'm not being mean, just being honest, true? Like, I'm not being mean, just being honest. Okay. 23% of you said, yes, it is true. 77% of you said, not necessarily. And 0% of you said, no. I thought that was really interesting. I thought a lot, like, I mean, at least some of you would put no. Which, no judgment at all. I'm serious. I wanted to talk about this because I saw a TikTok about it. And it really, like, I couldn't decide my opinion. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about it. Because on this podcast, I want to have more conversations where it's like it can be open to anyone's opinion. And maybe I'm undecided yet. Because I find a lot that I settle on things that I believe in from viewing perspectives of different people. And, like, other people's opinions. So let me pull up what some of you guys responded with. Alright. Well, okay. First, let's lay out the groundwork. So, I've honestly and wholeheartedly have said, I'm not being mean, I'm just being honest. Which, I said that before in the terms of like either talking shit about someone or just like talking about someone in general. When I was in the terms of like talking shit about someone, it was mean. That's it. You can see my face right now, like, that's it. And I could admit that, even though it's a little embarrassing. When it was in the terms of just talking about someone and, like, how their actions are, it was just honesty. But then I'm, like, also thinking, like, but being mean is kind of subjective to everyone. I think, at least, because I could say something completely out of pocket to one of my best friends, right? And they'd be like, ha ha ha, that's so funny! And then someone, like, who completely just doesn't get something, like, what we mean, would be like, what the fuck? Like, that's kind of, like, bitchy to say. You know what I mean? That's the best way that I could explain that being mean is subjective, because everyone kind of just has their different set of standards of things like that. I think a lot of this comes from I don't know. Part of it comes from just, like, how we are as people. Just, like, how we say things, what we mean when we say things, what we want to say, just in-person interactions, and then online, too. Because there's a lot of, let's see if I can say this word correctly, anonymity, right? Okay. And you can say anything and completely not know the person's set of standards of being mean or what they believe is like bullying or like harassment or just plain out, right? Plain being rude. You know, let's read what you guys said. Honestly, this is me. I'm very blunt and it comes off as rude sometimes, but I think it has a lot to do with your tone and how you choose to word it. Very true. Very, very true, because a lot of what you say sometimes only depends on how you say it. You know what I mean? So like how I was talking about right now, like when you're joking around with your friends, I'll be like, you're such a bitch and like laugh about it. Or I'm talking to someone. One of my friends would be like, you're such a fucking bitch. Tone shift. And it, that your tone says a lot. And how you say it says a lot. I completely agree with that. What else? Sometimes it's not what you say, it's the way you say it. Tone and choice of vocabulary is key. Yes, tone, of course, we just established that. Choice of wording. Perfect. You can send the exact message that you want to say. You can say anything that you want, but the way it's delivered is key, genuinely, because when I try to confront someone or have just like kind of an in-depth conversation, I like to think, and I do believe I try my hardest to think before I say things and not act on emotions or say anything emotional. Like I try to think of it a little bit logically. So if I'm trying to tell someone you're such a bitch or you're acting like a bitch, I'll say I feel like you're being a little bit rude towards me, or I feel like that you're acting a certain way and it's not making me feel good. There's many ways that you can say something, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to find the right words. Yeah, choice of vocabulary is key. I completely agree on that. Next response. Depends on the situation, who is saying it in context. It's usually not nice, in my opinion. Okay. Yeah. I think a lot of, like what I just said, mean is kind of subjective, you know, and who is saying that, first of all, you'll interpret it differently because you'll already have some experiences with that person, or if you have not had any experiences with this person, you automatically will judge them in a way and kind of try to interpret them and perceive them of what you think they'll be, and you have that headset already, and it's like, okay, are they being mean, or are they just being honest? You know what I mean? And in some situations, it might be, I don't want to say necessary, but we're going to use necessary right now, to be mean. Because sometimes that's the only way that people will receive what you're trying to say. And yeah, I think you guys pretty much agreed on that. Depends on the situation and the person you're talking to. I think all of those answers are great. And I think I didn't take that a lot into consideration before, and that's why we're having this conversation right now. One of the very special people in my life had a talk about this. Just because, like, we had a conversation about it. And it was a lot of what you guys responded with. So, like, you can be mean by also being honest, but you can choose to say it in a different way. I think a lot of the time, we kind of just want to say what's on our mind and just, like, get it out there and make the other person really feel like how we feel. You know what I mean? But sometimes it's just, like, is that worth it? Like, is it necessary? You know? Another opinion that I found was that honesty is based on interpretation. And I didn't really think about this before. And I usually believe what people say, unless they've given me like a reason not to. I like to think. Because why would I not? You know? Because I feel like you should always give someone that chance to be a truthful person and to have integrity. But for some people, they might be a little more distrustful, I think is the word. So even if you're being honest, they might think you're still trying to get at them. You know what I mean? And I didn't really think about this because, for the most part, I say what I mean because so I usually take time with what I say, for the most part at least, and how I put my messages out there. But sometimes other people put what they say out there, and the other person might just think they're lying, even though they might be completely honest, and it's just because of the way they deliver it, and because of how the person receiving the message has already seen this person or have an idea of this person in their head. And I think that's really interesting. When you're confronting someone and it's kind of like a being called out situation, like I said, it might be necessary to be mean. And that's the thing. I started to realize that being mean is not necessarily a bad thing. If that makes sense. Don't cancel me, please. Like, you know how people say, like, bullying is for character development? Not the same thing, but kind of the same message of what I'm trying to say. Because some people, they can't receive the message without interpreting it as being mean. And it's really unfortunate because they'll never, until that point where they understand that, they'll never have like a really truthful and honest conversation to that point. I think some of the best conversations I have are the ones without being mean. Because to me, when you're gentle and you're calm, I believe it's some of your clearest thoughts, you know? If you start getting angry and you start attacking someone and being mean, it's like you're just saying that it's because you're mad. Like, you're just mad. Like, shut up, you're just mad. You know? So when that happens to me, I just think they're like, okay, this is just coming from insecurities. This is just coming out of anger. And I'm not going to take the person seriously just because that's how not how my communication style is. And it differs for everyone. So that's what I mean by being mean isn't necessarily a bad thing. The last thing is honesty is always necessary, but without disrespect. And this kind of falls into like subjectivity matters. But, and like, you can always say something, but in a different way. And you might want to say something to someone that's completely brutally honest, but it could be disrespectful. And you kind of just have to put your shoes, like, put yourself in the shoes of the other person receiving the message and be like, how would they feel about this? Like, how would you feel getting that message? And you might feel completely fine. But if you were in the mind of this person, because not everyone receives the things that you say the same way that you do, like, how would they feel? So, as you can tell, my opinion is still kind of everywhere on this matter. And that's why I want to talk about it. And that will be it for this episode. Really quick conversation, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I've been wanting to talk about this for a little bit. Follow my Instagram if you haven't, at sociologypod. Listen to this anywhere on any streaming platform. We're on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I might be uploading my YouTube videos like a day later. I don't know. We're still deciding. I hope you guys had a great day. I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. So philosophy to take away is try and understand what people consider mean, especially the people that you care about in your life, and what they consider honest. Yeah. Bye. Love you.